Right now, let's bring in the guy. Let's bring in the guy who brings us the weather. That's Pat Pagano. Good morning, Pat.
Good morning. How was your trip to the Big Apple? It should have been beautiful.
Well, the trip down was beautiful. Staying there was beautiful. It was 64 degrees, I do believe.
You're right.
When I was in the city. It took about two and a half, three block, the long blocks. A walk when I was down there with my walking sticks, because that's my physical therapy. It could be walking. I got these walking canes, you know,
right.
And what it does, it keeps my body straight. Okay, it doesn't go from side to side.
So you don't waddle like a duck.
That's exactly right. To retrain my legs since all the surgeries says that. That's right. So I don't look like a weeble.
Right.
It doesn't look like. He's wobbling. He might fall down. No, he's a weeble. He's up again. You're laughing. Unfortunately, that's what my life has come to. It's a good thing I'm 66 and I don't really care. Anyways, so that was that. Then drive home. Still got home about 4:30, 5 o'clock, and it was still about 52 degrees, so it was still okay.
Nice.
So, okay, but now the bad news from you, Mr. Pagano.
Yes. First, this is not too bad. Sun with increasing clouds, chilly today. We're looking for about 40. Winter weather advisory from 7 p.m. this evening until 10 a.m. tomorrow morning, and that is because of the possibility of freezing rain tonight. Not everybody will get the freezing rain, and right now the advisories are out for the Berkshires in Connecticut, but not for New York. Go figure. Again, I'm thinking that the freezing rain is going to be much more likely for the deeper, colder valleys. Okay, if you're way up there high, you probably won't get the freezing rain because it may stay just above freezing there. Any icy mix tomorrow morning will change the rain. The rain will end by afternoon. And the highs tomorrow go to the low 40s. Rain comes back Thursday night. It's rain, not ice. And then on Friday, we have mild weather with showers in the mid-50s. Everything clears out Friday night. Saturday, sunny to partly cloudy, a cold wind, mid-30s. Sunny Sunday, low 30s.
How much rain on Thursday night and Friday?
I purposely kept my raw, if I could use that word, raw data up, because I said Marshall is going to grill me. Now, you want to know how much rain Thursday night into Friday?
Yeah.
Thursday night is the 7th, because that's the way it goes here.
Yeah.
Quarter inch.
All right, so that's quite a bit of rain then, actually.
About a quarter inch of rain. And then that's it. After that. We get more than that tonight. Into tomorrow morning, we get about 3/4 of an inch of rain.
All right, and then when you say it clears out, Friday night, early on Friday night. I mean, like when they go into the
country. It'll be clearing Friday afternoon.
Okay,
I went with showers, but I think sometime Friday afternoon, which is really it's the 8th.
Yeah.
Sometime Friday afternoon, it should start to clear out. It'll drop. Probably to 20 to 25 by Saturday morning. Go to the middle 30s during the day Saturday, then drop to 10 to 15 Sunday morning and recover to the low 30s during the day Sunday.
Okay, so now I was looking at your weather maps you put up this morning.
Right.
And there's an interesting weather map you have about possible precipitation. Let me bring it up here. I've got to find it again. Yeah, hang on a second here, Pat.
I'm hanging.
Hang on. Let me bring this up. We'll see. I got a minute to look for it because I can be a slowpoke here. Okay, here it is. It's the pivotal weather map, and the map shows upper airflow over the next 7 days, indicating another change when storms are more prevalent in the east.
Right.
And so that brings to me the fact that maybe we'll have a storm where this looks. It looks like maybe a coastal storm next week.
Could be. And you see what's happening. You see how the wind flow goes from Alaska all the way down to the middle of the country. That's a ridge that's building up over there. And the trough, which is where you see all the blue. Okay. That right now is in the West Coast. And it's sending moisture from Texas toward us. That's why it's more rain than anything else. But as that whole thing shifts eastward, we are going to see, I think, a problem week next week. Now, the question is, timing is always the question. Does the first storm, because I think there'll be more than one next week, does it affect us Tuesdays away to Wednesday? The majority of computer models say Wednesday, except for one, says Tuesday. And you know what? I'm going to go with that. And there's a good reason I'm going with it. I'm being selfish. So I don't have to teach class Tuesday afternoon. but it is the European. And the European has insisted on this now for 3 days. It has not variated at all. It's got the same scenario. It takes a storm, brings it into the Ohio Valley. A second storm develops along the Delmarva coast. That takes over the action as a nor'easter and moves to Cape Cod. And it keeps the same pattern. I've been watching every run, and it's the same pattern. And, of course, when I look at their data, you know, they're printing out snow. So I said, yep, you know what? The model's got to be terrible if it deviates from that after all this time that it's been insisting on. After all, you know, we go back to Sandy. The Euro model was the first model 2 weeks in advance that depicted that whole scenario. So there's something to be said for it, although none of the models have been doing great this winter. But we shall see what happens there, Marshall. So that's a scoop right through the weekend. I got a quick question for you, and it's not really computer, but you may know. I have had, since 2003, this small little thermal printer. When I do my CDs and my DVDs, I stick that in there. It's got a ribbon, and it basically prints the titles right onto the CD. The reason I do it that way is because I found difficulty with printing labels and on the computer. And because labels. You put the labels on that stuff, they get stuck in the DVD.
That's exactly right.
For some reason, it is not seeing the ink cartridge. I type in the title, I hit print, and it says, error, no ink cartridge. And it's in there. I took the ink cartridge out. I put a new one in. I went back and forth. I made sure it clicked. It clicks in. It doesn't see it. It's Casio. I called them. They said they don't make it anymore.
I was going to say.
2003.
How old is it?
2003.
How much did you pay for it?
Back then, I think about $250.
Yeah, they can't even pay. You can't even repair it for that now. Just go out and get a new one.
There aren't any. That's my question to you.
There's got to be ways you can print on a computer on a DVD.
Thermal. Well, if you find it, would be great of you to send me the link because I have not found it.
Well, you know what the problem is, DVDs are even getting.
Yeah, I know. Everything is like nobody wants a model with it anymore.
All right.
I'm going to have to take my old magic marker and write him. That's what I'm going to have to do, Marshall. Not that I want to, but that's the only way to do it. I'm not putting the labels on it so that it could, or, you know, they could mess up your DVD player.
I'm looking for what printers print directly to DVD right now, and I found a couple of them that print directly on a CD.
You did.
Yeah, I'll send all the links to you.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
I'll send
that.
All the links to you. But you're right. When you're dealing with something that old, there's nothing you can do.
Just forget about it.
It's like us. Sooner or later, we just get thrown in the junk heap.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. I'll speak to you tomorrow.
You have a good one.
Take care.
Bye bye.
Pat Pagano this morning at the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast.